AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Fifth Third sits 1.7% below its high, but the regional bank move still needs fuller volume. Fifth Third Bancorp added 2.2% in the latest week and remains in an active weekly trend signal, with regional bank breadth supportive. The caveat is participation, as 30.5 million shares came in below both recent volume baselines. Research brief. Fifth Third Bancorp closed at $57.16 for the week ended 3 July, up 2.2% and only 1.7% below its 52-week high of $58.15. The stock's 13-week active trend signal, 15.3% premium to the weekly trend line, and positive market dynamics keep the setup constructive. But volume at 0.9 times the 13-week average leaves confirmation incomplete. Regional bank breadth is stronger than wider financial services, giving the move useful industry context, while a 48.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value and recent reversal markers raise the bar for clean follow-through. Key points. 1. FITB gained 2.2% on the week, 10.7% over 4 weeks, and 15.9% over 12 weeks, closing at $57.16. 2. The stock is 15.3% above its $49.56 weekly trend line and has held an active trend signal for 13 weeks. 3. Volume was 30.5 million shares, equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average of 32.7 million and 0.8 times the 52-week average of 38.5 million. 4. Regional banks offer a better backdrop than the broader sector, with 72.0% trend breadth, 85.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 66.0% positive relative strength breadth. 5. Risk evidence is not absent. FITB trades 48.6% above ShareMaestro fair value. Expectancy is undecided at 50.94%, and two recent reversal markers remain in the smart money record. Weekly price action keeps FITB near the top of its range. Fifth Third Bancorp finished the latest week at $57.16, rising 2.2%, and leaving the stock just 1.7% below its 52-week high of $58.15. The move adds to a strong recent run, 10.7% over 4 weeks, 15.9% over 12 weeks, 20.8% over 26 weeks, and 35.2% over the past year. Its range position is elevated at 94.8%, which confirms demand, but also makes the next few weeks more sensitive to any loss of momentum. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 13-week active streak and 44 active weeks across the past year, equal to 84.6% trend breadth for the stock. Price is 15.3% above the $49.56 trend line, so the weekly regime remains constructive. The fair value read is less forgiving, at $38.46. The gap to fair value is significant. It sits well below the market price, leaving FITB at a 48.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Regional bank breadth is doing more work than the wider sector. The sector context is mixed but useful. In U.S. financial services, the average weekly return was 3.13%, ahead of FITB's 2.2%. Although the stock still outpaced the broader peer universe average of 1.22% and ranked in the 72nd percentile among 1,008 U.S. financial services names. Sector breadth shows strong activity pressure, with 83.0% positive market dynamics breadth, but only 45.0% active trend breadth and 48.0% positive relative strength breadth. A sign that the wider group is still selective. The industry read is cleaner. Within U.S. Banks Regional, FITB's weekly return topped the group average of 0.54%, while its 10.7% 4-week gain and 15.9% 12-week gain also beat industry averages of 7.62% and 7.40%. Industry breadth is supportive across all three ShareMaestro gauges, 72.0% active trend breadth, 85.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 66.0% positive relative strength breadth. FITB ranked 11th for the week and 13th over 12 weeks among the 100-stock regional bank set. Market dynamics improve, but participation is not yet emphatic. Market dynamics remain positive, with latest activity pressure at 1.12 and relative strength at 6.84. That is a marked improvement from late May, when activity pressure was negative and relative strength was deeply below zero. the stock's composite score of 75 and positive activity pressure state support the continuation case, even though the signal panel records no fresh buy trigger this week. Volume is the main restraint on the evidence. Latest turnover was 30.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 32.7 million and well below the 52-week average of 38.5 million. That compares with heavier participation during recent advance weeks, including 39.4 million shares on the 6.8% gain for the week ended 26 June, and 40.2 million shares on the 4.2% gain for the week ended 5 June. The price move is intact, but the latest week did not add a strong volume stamp. Risk is now about extension, not trend failure. The risk profile is balanced rather than broken. Weekly volatility is contained at 3.4% over 13 weeks versus 3.7% over 52 weeks, and the one-year up-down split is mildly positive at 28 positive weeks against 24 negative weeks. Average gain weeks have delivered 3.3%, compared with average loss weeks of minus 2.5%, giving the recent distribution a modestly favorable skew. Still, a stock trading near its high and almost 49% above fair value has less room for weak confirmation. The ShareMaestro expectancy read is undecided at 50.94%, and two recent reversal markers appear in the smart money record. What to watch next is straightforward. Whether FITB can press through the 58.15 USD high on volume closer to or above normal, whether activity pressure stays positive, and whether the 49.56 USD trend line continues to define the weekly regime if the regional bank bid cools. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.